a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Commerce and Energy for this 24th day of February. Welcome, everybody that's listening on the Internet as well. I remind everybody to please silence, turn off your cell phones or any other electronic device that makes noise. We'll catch that door.
Like the hallway.
With that, I ask the secretary to call the roll, please.
Adelstein?
Here.
Buell? Johnston? Lederman?
Here.
Rave?
Here.
Nygaard? Nelson?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Thank you. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of Tuesday's meeting. Moved by Rave, second by Buell, to approve the minutes of our last meeting. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. Remind everybody that wishes to testify to please sign in so we have that correct information. And I will just tell everybody that we are deferring House Bill 1256, which is at the bottom of our calendar. We will take that up on Tuesday, March 1st. So with that, I will call for testimony. We will House Bill 1056, which is to establish an additional time period during which fireworks may be sold and discharged and to revise certain provisions regarding county regulation of fireworks. Proponents of 1056, Senator Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. House Bill 1056 would provide our fireworks retailers extra time period for sales of fireworks. Some of you were here last year. The bill went through the House and Senate, but was vetoed by the governor based upon an issue with the sales extending over to Christmas. This bill has been reworked to exclude Christmas. It would start on the 28th of December and end on the 2nd of January, and at that time, anybody with a $1,000 57-day special license for fireworks would then have that extra 6-day period to sell fireworks. This was brought because of the change in policy from Nebraska, which expanded the amount of fireworks that they provide, and it also expanded their sales from the 27th day of December to the 2nd of January. So we're just trying to stay in line with what Nebraska's doing to keep our retailers competitive with the neighboring state to get the business from Iowa and Minnesota, and I would appreciate your favorable vote on House Bill 1056. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Lederman. And I apologize. I forgot to introduce our pages for the day. They are Madeline Kerr from Highmore, who is over here, and Victoria Klinkler of Oneida. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for your service to us. With that, additional proponent testimony for House Bill 1056, Mr. Hood.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Senate Commerce and Energy Committee. My name is Jim Hood. I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Retailers Association. And we support House Bill 1056 as it gives those of our members who are in this business an opportunity to compete, particularly when it comes to cross-border activity with the state of Nebraska. And we would urge your passage of this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Hood. Is there additional proponent testimony for 1056? Proponent testimony for House Bill 1056. Hearing none, I will turn to opponent testimony. Is there anyone in opposition to House Bill 1056? Hearing none, then, I will open up for committee questions. Senator Adelstein.
Mr. Chairman, the last time this bill came to the Senate, as you remember, some of you may remember who were there, I refused to vote on the bill until I passed. And at the very end, I instructed the secretary that being the only Jew in the legislature, I wasn't going to vote one way or another on Christmas, and just to put my vote in whatever way the majority was. This year, with two of us, I really am in a different position, and Christmas is out anyway, so I move do pass.
Second. Thank you. Motion by Adelstein, second by Buell, do pass on House Bill 1056. Discussion on the motion? Additional discussion on the motion?
Well, I think that the reason for... I realize that you've now cleared up the reason for my friend, the former governor's veto. Should have voted different on the floor, and I would have voted the same way. But anyway, I think now it's been solved. Let's pass it.
Any other discussion on the do-pass motion for House Bill 1056? Hearing none, then, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Ligard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous.
House Bill 1056, having received an affirmative vote of the members elect, is hereby sent to the floor with a do-pass motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
Second.
Motion by Adelstein, second by Nygaard, to put this on the consent calendar. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. 1056 is on the consent calendar. With that, we will go to House Bill 1058, an act to clarify the definition of motor vehicle for the purpose of supplemental automobile liability insurance. Representative Willardson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Representative Mark Willardson. I serve from District 11 in Sioux Falls. I'm also a licensed insurance agent. I work for the third largest insurer of homes and autos in the United States. The simple explanation for House Bill 1058 is it's a technical correction. It corrects a practice that actually companies have been operating under, and this just puts it in law and says that, hey, this is the right way that that we're doing it. A few years ago, we had put definitions in of a motor vehicle into the statute, and it was overlooked to have the definition apply to the supplemental coverages. Now, supplemental coverages would be like on your auto policy, you've got medical payments coverage. It would apply, you know, to the medical payments coverage as far as the definition of motor vehicle. That's really the simple version of it. For the more technical version, I'll leave to the other proponent testimonies, but Mr. Chair, I'd stand by for questions at the appropriate time.
Thank you, Representative. Further proponent testimony for House Bill 1058. Good morning.
Mr. Chair, committee members, I'm Doug Abraham. I'm a lobbyist from Peer, and I'm registered for the Property Casualty Insurers Association of America, or PCI. PCI is a trade organization whose members represent about 70% of the country's property casualty insurers. Our members also include a majority of the insurers doing business in South Dakota. This bill is a concerted group effort of industry trade groups, insurance companies, and with the input of the Division of the Insurance. This bill provides a codified definition of the term motor vehicle as it is used in supplemental automobile insurance. Presently, there is no codified definition of motor vehicle for this purpose. The Division of Insurance brought this to the attention of industry representatives, and industry working in concert with the division came up with this definition. Both industry and the division agree it represents the current trade practices and continues to protect the expectations of our insureds. With that, I guess I would like to thank the division for the opportunity to work with the representatives in drafting this legislation. Thank you for your time and consideration. I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr. Abraham. Further proponents for House Bill 1058. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, committee members. Merle Shiro of the Division of Insurance. As the testimony before me was so spoken, we did work with the insurance industry on this particular piece of legislation, and it does no harm, and we feel it does a very good job of clarifying the intent of what the definition of motor vehicle is in this medical pay section. So with that, I'll stand by for any questions and ask for your support of it.
Thank you, Mr. Shriver. Further proponents for House Bill 1058, proponent testimony. House Bill 1058. Hearing none, is there opponent testimony for House Bill 1058? Those in opposition? Hearing none, I will close to testimony and open for committee questions. Senator Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move to pass.
I had one question.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. If I may, Mr. Johnston.
Excuse me, Senator Johnston. Senator Alstein.
I would like to ask the gentleman from the state, please, from regulation.
Mr. Schreiber.
I'm sorry, but busy thinking. In terms, there are exclusions listed here. What about items in construction like scrapers, motor graders? I know rollers I see are accepted, but maybe even a water truck. Well, let's take scrapers, motor graders, even rubber-tired front-end loaders. Where do those fall in? Because I don't know the rest of this code.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yeah, it's a good question. And remember, that's more of a commercial, standard term, or commercial side of it. They still come under the definition of motor vehicle. Okay, those are the exceptions in there. We're trying to get the exceptions that, like, off-road vehicles, more so like a golf cart on a particular golf course. If you get hit by that, there's coverage elsewhere for that. This is just the medical paid coverage. This isn't the definition for liability. Okay, there's a separate section in liability for the definition of auto, which we have been using before, and that's why we broke out this definition only for the supplemental pay coverage.
So this doesn't have to do with licensing requirements or anything except insurance is section 5823?
Correct, Mr. Chairman. Correct, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Further questions? Hearing none, Senator Johnston.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Second. Motion by Johnston, second by Adelstein, second do pass on House Bill 1058. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye, those opposed say nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman? Rave?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous, 6.
House Bill 1058, having received an affirmative vote of the members-elect, is declared passed.
Move consent.
Motion by Nygaard, second by Rave, consent calendar. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you. 1058 is on the consent calendar. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
With that, we will go to House Bill 1207. House Bill 1207, an act to allow consignment or auction of certain out-of-state vehicles and motorcycles. Proponents of House Bill 1207. Are we waiting for Representative Kirkaby? We'll stand at ease for a few minutes. Does anybody know other than the east entrance where Mark Kirkaby might be right now? Thank you, Senator Ray.
I thought we killed it. Bad news.
You know, as a matter of fact, Senator Rave, I heard Mark say earlier that he thought he had rodent pitch in it. Go talk to Mark, see where we're at. We got time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to send you back to the
Okay, we will come back to order and take proponent testimony on House Bill 1207, once again an act to allow the consignment or auction of certain out-of-state vehicles and motorcycles. Representative Kirkby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Representative Mark Kirkby from Rapid City. I appreciate your indulgence in, we all know, this time deception, secession, you're running all over the place. What I have for you, for your consideration, is trying to allow those out-of-state licensed auto dealers, those individuals that have that valid valid license, they actually own they own the vehicle, the ability to come here and, I want to say, sell their wares. Specifically, it's those designed for those classic auto auctions, the older motorcycles. I believe how the bill is drafted, and certainly is the intent, is to not harm locally based licensed dealers in the great state of South Dakota. We have it specifically laid out that they would, in fact, would have to pay that $250 annual fee, which is good, I believe, for just 10 days for that privilege on conducting business here in South Dakota. It certainly does not place an advantage or a disadvantage to local dealers, but specifically there has been an occasion or two in the past, specifically on the cool Deadwood nights, if I can say, when individuals come, say, from Nebraska, and they do want to consign their vehicle to a licensed auctioneer in the great state of South Dakota. It just removes an awful lot of the past questions, even though the licenses, the vehicle has in fact been licensed. This just is specifically bringing it into statute. And I believe it's quite evident that I've only had about 2 gallons of coffee in me this morning, and I might be bouncing around just a little bit too much, but it is designed to certainly promote and sustain commerce in the great state of South Dakota. It will allow those private individuals, if in fact they do want to auction off their older vehicles, that 67 Camaro, to a buyer from the great state of South Dakota. This gives them the means to do that. And, Mr. Chairman, that is my short and sweet proponent testimony, and I would certainly be glad to answer any questions you might have. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Representative Kirkby. Additional proponents, proponent testimony for House Bills, House Bill 1207. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Lindsay Ryder Rapp, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Independent Auto Dealers. And we, too, come here today in support of this legislation. As Representative Kirkby indicated, we feel that this would provide a great way for South Dakota to be a destination for both the buyers and sellers of classic cars. So we would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional proponent testimony for House Bill 1207. Proponents of House Bill 1207. Hearing none, opponents of House Bill 1207? Is anybody here to testify in opposition of House Bill 1207? Hearing none, I will close to testimony and open for committee questions. Senator Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For Ms. Ryder-Rapp. Mr. Chairman, thank you. It seems to me that have we seen a bill similar to this in the recent past here in the South Dakota legislature?
You know, can I defer to someone that's sitting in the back that may know the answer to that question, Mr. Chairman?
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deb Hilmer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. Yeah, we have. If you look at some of the other subsections of this bill, it deals with motorcycles. Basically, it was created for the what we called events, Sturges, the Big Boy Toy Show in Sioux Falls, I think they have one in Sioux Falls that's also called Automania or something of that nature. So it's really been created for events, and it is, if you look at it, there's 19 subsections that have different classification, and it is something that I've talked with both the new and used car dealers that we do need to work on trying to streamline some of that because it gets very confusing.
Sure.
There has been a past bill.
And the reason I asked was just to trace the history of the bill and vaguely remember that we had had a problem in the past. I believe, you correct me if I'm wrong, this is actually a question kind of mixed in with a statement, that I understand we've had some problems enforcing the people have been coming in from out of state selling vehicles without having to pay a fee and without being licensed and without collecting sales tax and all those kinds of things that we need to do in our great state to fund government activities. So do you see this as a, comment on that statement, if you would.
Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. Senator Nygaard, you're absolutely correct. I think we were here a couple years ago in trying to make it uniform in what the fees were that were charged and the enforcement of it, because we had different fees depending on the different types of vehicles that were being sold. And what we were doing was spending a lot of time chasing these people down when they would come in to the events. So that's why you see the fee as being, if you buy it in advance of the event, you get for $250. But if we have to come find you, you're going to pay $500, which is kind of a penalty for us having to go out and search you down. It really is a protection for our in-state dealers to keep out-of-state, and our consumers, actually, to keep out-of-state dealers from coming in and selling vehicles and then not providing titles or delivery of what they have promised. So with this particular language that's written in there, it allows us the ability to verify that they are a licensed dealer in the other state and are in good standing. And we do make them provide that information to us prior to issuance of the permits. And I hope I maybe answered it more than you wanted.
Well, you did very well.
So, thank you.
Thank you. Further questions regarding House Bill 1207? Additional questions for House Bill 1207? Hearing none, I will close to questions and open up for committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass.
Moved by Adelstein, second by Rave. Do pass on 1207. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Buell?
Aye.
Johnston?
Aye.
Lederman? Rave?
Aye.
Nygaard?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Unanimous, 6.
Mr. Chairman, I move consent.
House Bill 1207, having received an affirmative vote of the members elect, is declared passed and will go to the floor with a due pass motion. This does have a fee. It may require a two-thirds majority. We will leave it off the consent calendar. Thank you, Senator Adelstein. Further business to come before the committee? Seeing none, Entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion by Rave, second by Buell. We will to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. Thank you.